Day 10. Before I began devoting every day to Jesus, I didn't fully recognize my sinful state. I mean, sure, most would agree that assault and robbery are considered sins, but what about little white lies, or gossip, or temper tantrums? Some things weren't so noticeable early in my walk with God, but as I learned more and longed for increased closeness with Him, I became more convinced about the things in my day-to-day that were offensive to Holy God, like the lack of self-control I displayed when I got irritated with my son, or the gossip I indulged in while having dinner with girlfriends. When you begin to notice these bad habits that distance you from God, and yet your yearning for His loving embrace is powerful, you repent. That's what today's passage is all about. King David, the writer of the psalm, committed adultery, recognized his sin, and turned back to God. He spoke of hearing joy and gladness again. He longed for this to become a reality, so much so that even his bones, which had been crushed with remorse, rejoiced. Have you been there? In a place of deep repentance? I have. Many times. And I'm sure I'll be there again. But once we arrive at a state of remorse and sorrow, healing and restoration begins, reinstating joy, even in the depths of our bones. When you find yourself struggling with sin and guilt, turn back to God. He's already waiting for you to cry out to Him. Then He'll swoop in and replace your broken and crushed spirit with a joyful glee that only He provides.